Welcome to League Park in Cleveland, for the game between the St. Louis Browns and the Cleveland Indians. Here are the starting lineups. For the St. Louis Browns. Batting in the leadoff spot. The second baseman, Don Gutteridge. Batting second. The third baseman, Alan Strange. Batting third. The first baseman, George McQuinn. Batting fourth. The left fielder, Roy Cullenbine. Batting fifth. The right fielder, Chet Lobbs. Batting sixth. The center fielder, Wally Judnick. Batting seventh. The shortstop, Vern Stevens. Batting eighth. The catcher, Bob Swift. Batting ninth. The pitcher, Bob Moncrief. Pitching for the St. Louis Browns, Bob Moncrief. For the Cleveland Indians. Batting in the leadoff spot. The center fielder, Roy Weatherly. Batting second. The right fielder, Orris Hockett. Batting third. The third baseman, Ken Keltner. Batting fourth. The left fielder, Jeff Heath. Batting fifth. The first baseman, Les Fleming. Batting sixth. The shortstop, Lou Boudreau. Batting seventh. The second baseman, Ray Mack. Batting eighth. The catcher, Gene Desautels. Batting ninth. The pitcher, Vern Kennedy. Pitching for the Cleveland Indians, Vern Kennedy. And now, play ball. Don Gutteridge is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gutteridge hits a pop-up, foul, towards first. Fleming settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Alan Strange is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Strange hits a ball on the ground towards short. Boudreau scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. George McQuinn is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McQuinn hits a fly ball into left field. Heath settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 1, with the score, the Browns nothing, and the Indians nothing. The Indians will come to bat. Roy Weatherly is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Weatherly hits a ball on the ground towards first. McQuinn juggles the ball. That's an error on McQuinn. Orris Hockett is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hockett hits a fly ball into right field. Lobb settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Ken Keltner is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Keltner hits a pop-up towards short. Stevens catches it and throws to first to double up Weatherly. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 2, with the score, the Browns nothing, and the Indians nothing. The Browns will come to bat. Roy Cullenbine is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cullenbine hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Mack scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Chet Lobbs is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lobbs hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Kennedy fields it and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Wally Judnick is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Judnick takes first base on ball four. Vern Stevens is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Stevens strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 2, with the score, the Browns nothing, and the Indians nothing. The Indians will come to bat. Jeff Heath is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Heath hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Gutteridge scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Les Fleming is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Fleming hits a ball on the ground towards first. McQuinn scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats Fleming for the out. Two outs. Lou Boudreau is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Boudreau hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Gutteridge scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 3, with the score, the Browns nothing, and the Indians nothing. The Browns will come to bat. Bob Swift is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Swift hits a fly ball into left field. Heath settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Bob Moncrief is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Moncrief hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Max scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Don Gutteridge is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gutteridge is 0 for 1 in the game. Gutteridge hits a ball on the ground towards third. Keltner fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 3, with the score, the Browns nothing, and the Indians nothing. The Indians will come to bat. Ray Mack is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Mack hits a fly ball into left field. Cullenbine settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Gene Desodles is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Desodles hits a fly ball into right field. Lobb settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Vern Kennedy is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kennedy hits a line drive into left field. Cullenbine settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 4, with the score, the Browns nothing, and the Indians nothing. The Browns will come to bat. Alan Strange is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Strange is 0 for 1 in the game. Strange hits a fly ball into center field. Weatherly settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. George McQuinn is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McQuinn is 0 for 1 in the game. McQuinn hits a fly ball into center field. Weatherly settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Roy Cullenbine is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cullenbine is 0 for 1 in the game. Cullenbine hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Chet Lobbs is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lobbs is 0 for 1 in the game. Lobbs hits a fly ball into center field. Weatherly settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 4, with the score, the Browns nothing, and the Indians nothing. The Indians will come to bat. Roy Weatherly is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Weatherly is 0 for 1 in the game. Weatherly hits a fly ball into right field. Lobb settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Orris Hockett is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hockett is 0 for 1 in the game. Hockett hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Ken Keltner is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There goes Hockett. The throw from Swift and he is safe. Hockett steals second. Ken Keltner is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Keltner is 0 for 1 in the game. Keltner hits a line drive into left field, out of the reach of Cullenbine. Keltner reaches second base with a double. Hockett scores. It's 1-0, Indians. Jeff Heath is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Heath is 0 for 1 in the game. Heath hits a fly ball into right field. Lobb settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Les Fleming is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Fleming is 0 for 1 in the game. Fleming is walked intentionally. Lou Boudreau is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Boudreau is 0 for 1 in the game. Boudreau hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Keltner scores. Fleming moves to third. It's 2-0, Indians. Ray Mack is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Mack is 0 for 1 in the game. Mack hits a fly ball into left field. Cullenbine settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 5, with the score, the Indians 2, and the Browns nothing. The Browns will come to bat. Wally Judnick is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Judnick is 0-for-0 in the game. With a walk, Judnick hits a fly ball into right field. Hockett settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Vern Stevens is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Stevens is 0-for-1 in the game. Stevens strikes out. Two outs. Bob Swift is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Swift is 0-for-1 in the game. Swift hits a ball on the ground towards third. Keltner fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 5, with the score, the Indians 2, and the Browns nothing. The Indians will come to bat. Gene Desautels is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Desautels is 0-for-1 in the game. Desautels hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Vern Kennedy is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kennedy is 0-for-1 in the game. Kennedy bunts towards the mound. Moncrief fields it and throws to first for the out. Desautels moves to second. One out. Roy Weatherly is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Weatherly is 0-for-2 in the game. Weatherly hits a line drive into right field, out of the reach of Lobbs. Weatherly reaches second base with a double. There goes Desautels trying to advance. Here's the throw, and he's out. Two outs. Orris Hockett is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hockett is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Hockett hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Gutteridge scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 6, with the score, the Indians 2, and the Browns nothing. The Browns will come to bat. Bob Moncrief is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Moncrief is 0-for-1 in the game. Moncrief strikes out. One out. Don Gutteridge is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gutteridge is 0-for-2 in the game. Gutteridge takes first base on ball 4. Alan Strange is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Strange is 0-for-2 in the game. Strange hits a ball on the ground towards third. Keltner fields it and throws to first for the out. Gutteridge moves to second. Two outs. George McQuinn is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McQuinn is 0-for-2 in the game. McQuinn hits a line drive into left center field, beyond the reach of Weatherly. McQuinn reaches second base with a double. Gutteridge scores. It's 2-1, Indians. Roy Cullenbine is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cullenbine is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Cullenbine hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Max scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 6, with the score, the Indians 2, and the Browns 1. The Indians will come to bat. Ken Keltner is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Keltner is 1-for-2 in the game, with a double. He's got one RBI. Keltner hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Jeff Heath is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Heath is 0-for-2 in the game. Heath hits a fly ball into center field. Judnick settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Les Fleming is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Fleming is 0-for-1 in the game. With a walk. Fleming hits a ball on the ground towards first. McQuinn fields it. Throws to second for one, and back over to first, double play. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 7, with the score, the Indians 2, and the Browns 1. The Browns will come to bat. Chet Lobbs is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lobbs is 0-for-2 in the game. Lobbs takes first base on ball 4. Wally Judnick is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Judnick is 0-for-1 in the game. With a walk. Judnick hits a ball on the ground towards first. Fleming scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats Judnick for the out. Lobbs moves to second. One out. Vern Stevens is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Stevens is 0 for 2 in the game. Stevens hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Lobbs scores. It's Browns, 2, Indians, 2. Bob Swift is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Swift is 0 for 2 in the game. Swift hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Kennedy fields it and throws to first for the out. Stevens moves to second. Two outs. Bob Moncrief is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Moncrief is 0 for 2 in the game. Moncrief strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 7, with the score, the Browns 2, and the Indians 2. The Indians will come to bat. Lou Boudreau is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Boudreau is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. He's got one RBI. Boudreau hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Ray Mack is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Mack is 0 for 2 in the game. Mack hits a line drive towards third. Strange catches it and throws to first to double up Boudreau. Two outs. Gene Desautels is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Desautels is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. Desautels strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 8, with the score, the Browns 2, and the Indians 2. The Browns will come to bat. Don Gutteridge is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gutteridge is 0 for 2 in the game. With a walk. Gutteridge hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Mack scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Alan Strange is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Strange is 0 for 3 in the game. Strange hits a fly ball into left field. Heath settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. George McQuinn is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McQuinn is 1 for 3 in the game, with a double. He's got one RBI. McQuinn hits a fly ball into left field. Heath settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 8, with the score, the Browns 2, and the Indians 2. The Indians will come to bat. Vern Kennedy is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kennedy is 0 for 1 in the game. Kennedy strikes out. One out. Roy Weatherly is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Weatherly is 1 for 3 in the game, with a double. Weatherly hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Gutteridge scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Orris Hockett is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hockett is 1 for 3 in the game, with a single. Hockett hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Ken Keltner is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Keltner is 2 for 3 in the game, with a single and a double. He's got one RBI. Keltner hits a line drive into right center field, beyond the reach of Judnick. Keltner reaches second base with a double. Hockett goes all the way around to score. It's 3-2, Indians. Jeff Heath is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Heath is 0 for 3 in the game. Heath hits a ball on the ground towards first. McQuinn scoops it up and throws to first, with Moncrief covering, for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 9, with the score, the Indians 3, and the Browns 2. The Browns will come to bat. Roy Cullenbine is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cullenbine is 1 for 3 in the game, with a single. Cullenbine hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Chet Lobbs is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lobbs is 0 for 2 in the game. With a walk. Lobbs takes first base on ball 4. Cullenbine moves to second. Wally Judnick is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Judnick is 0 for 2 in the game. With a walk, Judnick bunts in front of the plate. Desautels fields the ball and throws it to first. Safe. Cullenbine moves to third. Lobs moves to second. Vern Stevens is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Stevens is 1 for 3 in the game, with a single. He's got one RBI. Stevens hits a pop-up towards first. Fleming settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Glenn McQuillan pinch hits for Bob Swift. Glenn McQuillan is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McQuillan strikes out. Two outs. Tony Criscola pinch hits for Bob Moncrief. Tony Criscola is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Criscola hits a fly ball into center field. Weatherly settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The game is over. The final score, Cleveland Indians, 3, and St. Louis Browns, 2. Goodbye from League Park in Cleveland.